Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got a wonderful conversation. My beautiful and amazing producers near me. Today in the conversation, Martha McCowan had, you guessed it, Brett Kavanaugh and his wife on the program. I want to get into what he said and what's going on with that, because that is huge. I don't know if you know this, but Judge Judy from the TV show, she actually has a lot. She actually has a lawyer. She's a real judge in real life. She's not fake. And I want to get into the things that she's talked about that everyone needs to hear. And I want to get into what they're saying and my thoughts on this. I remember when the first Bush was president, I got to see him. It was kind of neat. We got a struggle in our high school, drugs, and I think we're gonna go back, because now at the UN they're pushing this global initiative to fight the war on drugs, and we all know who won the war on drugs. Drugs. Get into that one. Wow. Shameful smear campaign. The Democrats have hit new lows with this stuff. Mitch McConnell, and now there are people like, well, Mitch McConnell is politicizing this, and Chuck Schumer says it. You know, he needs to, this shouldn't be put all this, it was already politicized there, Chuck Schumer, so stuff it, buddy. I want to get into that. Oh, wow. I want to get into Rod Rowenstein. Yeah, he's on. You're fired. He's going to get canned. But I think he's the mole. I think he's the mole, the rat, whatever you want to call it in the White House. Six Flags is offering all these passes, you know, for mothers, it's like 30 hours away from the kids. But you get a bathroom break every hour for 6 minutes and all kinds of stuff. But why would they have you, like, I don't know, I guess a woman go into that coffin in Six Flags and sitting in there for 30 minutes? That's heaven on earth for her, getting away from her kids and everything. At peace, people. Well, if you have 25 kids and a husband and you don't have 5 seconds to yourself. I don't understand it, but hey, get away from the kids. I don't know how they're doing it. I think it's only going to be six. I don't know how they're picking the people. Who knows? Michelle Obama is now trying to backtrack and say that, well, my speech is when I'm going out there, I'm not trying to be partisan. You know, when she's talking about how, like, you know, you need to get out and vote so that, you know, because if you get out there, as Michelle Obama says, and you vote, and you do the Michelle Obama thing, and you vote, because Michelle Obama wants you to get out there, and bipartisan vote, you know, because I really don't think any conservatives are going to go see her, but, you know, she's being bipartisan, you know that. But she's going out there, being all, you know, talking about how, well, you know, make sure you vote so that you don't have people, so you don't have a government buying for other people instead of yourselves. But that's bipartisan. I'm going to get into that. And guess what, folks? Manchester United lost to Derby County in the Carabao Cup. I'm going to get into that. And yeah, I want to get into stuff that I will tell you, and Mark from the United States will tell you, and things he said and things I'm saying. So welcome to the conversation, I hope you're a part of. And John 6:35 says, and Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I guess I've not come to him because I'm still hungry and I'm still thirsty. Yes. But think about that as you're going through your day to day, and make sure you give praise to God no matter how bad your life is or how good it is or whatever. He's in charge.
But
we got this never ending soap opera because, you know, Kavanaugh can't become nominated. That letter that they had from Ford, they held on it for like 7 months. And then they tried to, and then it was against her wishes to have it released.
That's why I don't
think she wants
to testify. She didn't mind no one
to know. Yeah.
Well, you don't give it to someone like Feinstein. Really?
Yeah, you don't give it to a Democrat. But here's the problem. We're going to destroy a whole man's reputation and a pretty much squeaky clean life all on hearsay. There's no proof. There's no evidence. There's nothing. Which, in my mind, would equate to Bill Clinton. You know, oh no, there's evidence with Bill Clinton. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, you believe Monica Lewinsky? Oh, yeah, I believe her. I believe. Yeah. See, Republicans just want Trump, want Bill Clinton out of office. That's what, no. Well, on one foot, it's okay. On the other foot, it's not. But Martha McCallum asked many, many times, like, why do you think this is going on? Why do you think now? What are you trying to get him to basically say that this is political? And he wouldn't do it. He's like, well, I honestly think she had something happen to her. I didn't do it, but somebody did, and she's not. I don't get it.
That's why you need to be careful before you say something. She should have said it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Yeah, she should have came out and said, hey, at least had record of it and say, hey, this is, I don't want to, this is what happened. You know, but make.
Or
yeah.
That can remember or something.
Yeah. But no one remembers. No one, I mean, just like that lady from the New York Times that they investigated that other girl from Yale. Yale, no, I think it was Harvard or yeah, I forget what the, they're all stuck up university. But anyways, she can't remember if it was him. She don't know. And if the New York Times won't even run the story, you know what's fake. You know what's bad, not fake. Because New York Times is fake. You know it's bad when they won't even run it. If they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole, you know something's up. I mean, I want to have a, like Kevin, I want to have a fair judicial hearing. If she's really, and I think when that letter came out, when that, you know, against her will, I think she's not going to testify. But if she doesn't show up on Thursday, they're going to proceed with elections on Friday and vote. And of course, if you saw that video from the restaurant, Ted Cruz was hackled. Okay. I mean, and the people, of course, hackling them, they're more, they don't know any better. They don't know anything. Okay, I will vote again. I will not vote for Kavanaugh if you can prove to me that Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama has never supported the wall.
I don't vote for Kavanaugh. I don't think he's good. I'm just saying. Sure, they can get Bill Cosby 3 to 10 years. Clinton can still go to jail for what he did.
Oh, I know. Yep. I mean, if they can get Cosby, they can get Clinton. Are there not in hell? I do not have to. Dude, I could at least respect Bill Clinton if he said, oh, yeah, man, I was at a party. Seeing this bong was like 15 feet long, man. They lit that thing up. It was a shotgun. Woo, buddy. I could at least respect him for being honest. I didn't in hell. I mean, I don't. It's not right. But if he would have came out and said, you know what? Yeah, I did, Monica Lewinsky. You know that. Why did I? Why? Why did I take a Cohiba Sahigo wine and waste it? I could have smoked it. Not after it went up back. I could. I. It's wrong. Shouldn't have happened. But at least I could say, hey, he's being honest. But no. But in a first relationship woman, I can do it. Someone has to sit there when Bill Clinton's like, I do not have sexual relations with that woman. They need to have, like, they need to Photoshop it to where Jerry, 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 Jerry. Today on the Jerry Springer Show, we got Bill Clinton. It's just ridiculous. These unsubstantiated claims. And how dare... Oh, so you're just going to let a woman who is... You're just going to let a guy go free when this woman did it. Oh, okay, and I told someone said that, and I said, well, where's the proof? Can you show me how you know he did it? Which, so you're one of those people that all a woman has to do is claim it, a guy hit her, and guess what? You're in handcuffs.
I feel sorry for my great niece, nephews, and my nephews and my cousins. What's going to happen when James and Gabby and them get older, and what if a girl says something about them?
Yeah. That's why you got to have your consent forms. All right. Did you score last night? I need your consent form. Did you sign it, bro? All
right. But Judge Judy's like, you know,
she chimed in, and if you don't know, her and her husband are actual real judges in real life. If you're actually on that show, she's a real judge, and she really hears your case. It's real. It may be on TV, but it's actually real.
And they sign a contract. People do when they go there. But they're all abide by her rules.
And this is what she has basically said. There will always be the hope that reasoned people will listen to both sides of an argument.
If you,
whether you believe Kavanaugh or not, I thought we were a country that was, innocent until proven guilty?
Yeah.
See, Bill Cosby, there's a lot of people that play the race card. Well, if he was white, he wouldn't have gotten hung. Well, unfortunately, he went through the judicial system. Just like a orange juice man named O.J. Simpson, he went through the same court proceedings and he was found innocent. So don't play the race card that, oh, only black people get convicted, only at bull crap. Quit dividing this nation. Quit playing the race card. Okay? Quit playing it. What it is. See, you're on my ass because I'm black. If I was white, I'd have a free ride at this job. But that's the world we live in, folks. Everyone tries to play. Nah. He was given the court case. I wasn't in the courtroom. I didn't hear all the testimony, so I had to go by the fact that they found him guilty. I don't know what the court case found. I don't know if there was DNA. I don't know if there was evidence. I don't know all the...
I do know that he's got the highest sexual thing. Not only does he have to register, the police, whatever, wherever he lives, the police have to put postings up that he's living there.
Yeah.
That's how much he has to register as a sex offender.
Yep. He's gotten 3 to 10 years, so he'll be like 91 or 2 when he gets out. If he goes the full 10 years. And I don't know if he's actually going to a prison or if he's going to like a Martha Stewart type resort.
I know he doesn't have bail. He's locked up and yeah. He's in prison.
Yeah. He's gone. And he had a fair trial. It's not like he didn't get a fair shake. It's not like, and if you say you didn't get a fair shake, well, I'll tell you this. Were you in the courtroom? Did you hear all the testimony? I didn't. I just know he had a trial with his peers. He was, you know. So because of his age, they did give him leniency on the amount of time, because he could have gotten like 30 years. If he had been 20-something, with all this accusation, he could have gotten 30 years. And of course, you all know his first meal is going to be served as Jell-O. You know that, right?
My heart. I admired him. And
oh, I know.
I thought he was so funny.
Yeah,
he was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, just because what he did doesn't take away from his acting and his dance
yeah.
comedy.
Picture pages, picture pages, picture pages, pencil. What did he do with those crayons and pencils? Hmm. I know. I didn't say he used them on kids. You went there, not me. I just want everyone to know my producer went there, not me. But, I mean, we're in this world where, see, Bill Cosby went to court and he had a fair trial the way the system is meant to be. That's what Judge Judy's basically saying. Okay, if this really did happen, if she really was assaulted, let's hear the testimony. I honestly think she might have had something happen to her, but it wasn't him that did it. He didn't do it. I've heard there are stories out of people that have multiple personalities, and the reason why is because they've been abused so much that they tried to get away from the abuse. And they don't want to remember it, and they don't try to remember it. So, this is, I got to see the first Bush. He's got Bush.
Okay, that's an
equal. Yeah. I'm thinking about whenever I think of George Bush, either one of them, all I can think of is Revenge of the Nerds. Pan down, I want to see some Bush. But anyway, I feel like we're going back there with Trump in regards to the fact that now he's trying to get every nation on board for a war on drugs, because we just haven't done it good enough. We just need to spend, we just need to get like $500 billion in every single solitary town. We need to have like a stimulus bill, $500 trillion stimulus bill so that we can end the war on drugs. Because, see, we just need to get like cops, we need to have like 50 to 1 cops to people ratio. We just need to. Okay, you want to know who won the war on drugs? I'll tell you who won the war on drugs. They found it in solitary confinement prison cells. So, yeah. Okay. But we're magically just going to get all the nations together through the UN, and we're just going to magically eradicate all the drugs. It's going to go, poof. Yeah, we're gonna make the crime better by banning guns like they did in Chicago. Yeah, it did. But that's where we're at, folks. He wants to go down that road again. And it didn't work. I still remember drugs, a deadly game, instead of dangerous. I had like drugs are deadly and X out and it's a dangerous game. I think I still have a pin that had that on there. We're dealing with one of the biggest problems, drugs in our high school. And we're all like, cool, drugs rule, man. Oh, yes. Yes, drugs in our high school. Now, is tobacco dangerous? Sure it is. Lucky Strikes aren't healthy for you. Marlboro's aren't healthy for you, but they're legal. Yeah, we need to legalize every drug and educate people. And say, hey, this is deadly, this is dangerous, don't do it. Unfortunately, we didn't do that with e-cigarettes because there are kids that are into those Juul cigarettes that I didn't know they contained nicotine. Oh, I thought it was just like Sunny D that I inhaled and then blew out the smoke. There were kids that we need to educate people. Hey, drugs are not good for you. Now, what's funny is, you ever seen that Z-Quil commercial? Where it's a blend of botanicals and melatonin for a night's sleep and have like, you know, it's 6 hours before you have to get up. 2 hours before you have to get up. 5 minutes before you have to get up and you haven't slept in 3 days. Take Z-Quil with, it's not, there's no drugs, it's all botanicals. Next time I get busted with, if I ever get busted with pot, I'll be like, hey, guess what? It's not a drug, it's a botanical. It's drug free. That's what I'm telling anyone that if they ever get arrested and they have it on them, hey, no, this isn't drugs, man. This is a botanical, man. Drugs are illegal, man, not botanicals. Yeah, just how it is. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Go get me some botanicals, you know, so I can sleep. But I don't understand this war on drugs. I mean, I understand, like, his brother had problems with drinking. He doesn't drink or anything like that. But, I mean, when you sit there and, you know, sorry, but they're still going to get it in here. This one guy said, this doesn't have to do with drugs, but yeah, we busted one freight container with counterfeit goods, but there's probably going to be about 50 that get by. We just can't check every single solitary one of them. You know how long of a... Well, I'm surprised someone doesn't say, well, why don't you take the time? And okay, if it takes us 17 years to go through this cargo ship, we're going to go through this cargo ship, and we're going to sit there, and we're going to check every carton and every single solitary thing. But they have, I mean, I've heard, like, if they have a natural disaster, we're going to bring in ships to help the victims, like at Katrina. I heard that during Katrina, it was a free-for-all. They're not checking anything to get supplies in, so we can take a ship, load it full. Here's 400 million kilos of cocaine. Here's 75 tons of methamphetamine. And they're not going to check it because, hey, we need to get supplies in. And they may have some, here's some bottled water, here's some of this. Make it look legit, but deep down, it's loaded with millions of tons of cocaine and heroin and all kinds of stuff. And we're not going to go through the ship and check everything just because we got to get supplies needed to the right people. I mean, the war on drugs didn't work. It's not going to work. It needs to stop. I'm not advocating heroin or cocaine or legal uses on the decline until these e-cigarettes. And these e-cigarettes are designed, as the manufacturer claims, they're only for adults. I mean, at least Juul has said that they spent $30 million in pushing that this is not for kids, even though they're a huge usage percentage. I mean, but like in 1982 when R.J. Reynolds said, oh, we don't smoke the bleep, we just sell it. We reserve the right to smoke for the dumb, the poor, the black, and the stupid. People started to wake up, hey, this is dangerous. Now there's this generation of kids like, oh, I'm vaping, it's cool. Oh, this contains, and then once they're hooked, this had nicotine in it, I didn't know. And then there are kids that are hooked now on, like, e-cigarettes because they didn't realize it contains nicotine, an addictive substance. You know, now we're trying to combat that epidemic. Because we were really close. I mean, tobacco use was really on the decline until the e-cigarette. I mean, and actually, Big Tobacco tried to stamp it out a long, long, long time ago when the pharmaceutical companies came up. If you ever seen, like, the nebulizer thing that they have where you go, like, asthma, and you take a couple puffs or something like that, that you can go, like, and when you inhale, you got, like, water vapor with nicotine in it. And they thought, oh, well, that's going to cut down on our profits. And they didn't try to get make something like that. They just stomped it out. I mean, we need to educate people, not just bans not going to stop anything. I mean, when I was in school, it was easy to get stuff. The reason why it was easy is because you didn't have to try to go to a counter and show ID. I mean, I could probably get almost any drug that was available back then. Lids. Call it the lids, dude, man. Freaking lids. I mean, you could get almost anything. Joints, whatever you wanted. Because you didn't have to go to a counter and... Why don't we have, like, a... education. Hey, here you go. If you want to waste your life away, this is highly addictive. Good luck. Go ahead. Shoot up. Don't come crying to me when you're addicted and you're hooked. Me told you. That's why these e-cigarettes, if you look into them, they don't say they're safe. This is not a safe alternative to smoking. This is an alternative if you smoke to try to do something else. And they say that a lot of people think that you might go the other direction. You start vaping and then you go to regular cigarettes. Who knows? But my point on this little rant is this war on drug thing doesn't work. But then again, you know, Trump today got, when he talked about the U.S. accomplishments, the U.N. laughed at him. And everyone's making fun of that. I'm like, well, yeah, I support the UN about as far as I can throw them. I don't. Yes, The Apprentice is coming back to the White House. Yes, I don't know if you heard about this, but The Apprentice TV show is going to be at the White House for one day on Thursday when Rod Rosenstein is going to be there, the Attorney General, and Trump's going to go, "You're fired." Gonna be great. I think he's the mole. I think he's that moron that they're saying is leaking crap. That's just my thoughts. I don't know what you think, but that's, I'm sure I'll get someone write me about that. But I think he is the mole. Whether you agree or disagree, I think he's, and I don't, I he's trying to cover his own ass, and it didn't work. And I think he's going to be bye-bye. And the deputy attorney general is going to go bye-bye. Ain't no lie. Bye-bye-bye. Jeez. Hey. Just one of those things. Like, see, I'm a Trump supporter. Just hard to believe. I don't support his war on drugs. And I'm a Trump supporter. Oh, wow. See, I can think for myself. You should figure that one out, liberals, and try that, you know? And if you're against the wall, think about it. And remember to when Obama was for a wall, when immigration with illegals hurts us. And see if for a wall. Bill was for a wall. Obama.
Feinstein was for a wall.
Yep. Oh, Feinstein was. I'm going to be PC here and not call those people what she called them. Yeah, because it was not appropriate at all. Now, if a conservative was to say that, oh. What am I saying? But anyways, yeah, it's on video. But if you see that and you go, wait a minute, That's the problem. You have all these liberals that, like, I'm against the wall. Well, here's Hillary Clinton saying, what? Huh? She was for the wall? What do you mean she was for the wall? See, they don't realize, they think that when Hillary is for gay marriage and for the wall, I'm just kidding, she's against the wall. But all these things that Hillary Clinton is for and against, people had this philosophy. Yeah, they have a philosophy that she's supported her whole life, gay marriage.
Yes.
I remember in an interview when she goes, no, marriage is between a man and a woman only, and the audience booed her. But hey, it's one of those things.
She had an enlightening moment, and she changed her view. And she was on the
and people... And like I say on this program, and I've said it before, I don't care what you believe. Know what they stand for. Know that they've changed their viewpoint many, many, many times. I want you, as a liberal, to say, I got a question for you, Hillary. Why were you 199% against gay marriage, and all of a sudden you support it? Why the flip-flop all of a sudden really quickly when, you know, why all of a sudden... Have you always been for a wall, and now that Trump wants one, you have to be against it? It's crazy. I mean, just think about it like this. This will sum it up. Why do we only give presidents 2 terms? Why? So that we don't have someone in office controlling power for a very, very, very long time.
But we don't do that to Congress.
That was going to be my point.
Exactly.
There's a C-SPAN video of Joe Biden in 1991. But kids don't think like that. They don't. The video was about the FBI did not reach conclusions when investigating sexual misconduct.
That was about
it's if you can't see the overwhelming double standards, crazy this world we live in. But hey, that's, you know, we got to stand up. I mean, I want to know, when Ted Cruz was being heckled by those protesters, where was the restaurant? Because, first of all, that I don't care if you hate, if you're not a Trump supporter. If that's my restaurant, you're going to...
Well, I watched the video a couple of times. The waiters and stuff tried to protect Cruz, and they were like overwhelmed. There were more people yelling than they were people working there.
Yeah.
And Senator Cruz just left, so it would not turn violent.
Yeah.
The restaurant did not even have time to respond.
Yeah.
The people rushed in and did this.
Yeah, and that's good to know. I mean, and I can't wait to hear what the restaurant said about it.
Yeah, I haven't heard that, but that's just what the video looked like. They were overwhelmed. They didn't know how to react.
Yep.
And before violence got out, they just left.
Yep.
So that's what Republicans do, because they have brains.
Yeah, see, I would have fun with them. I would have fun with them. I'd be going up to them like, yes, I would love to take your free personality test. I heard it's fun and it's free. I can't wait to learn more about Scientology. Oh, I'd have fun with her. I'd be like, how you doing, man? See, I'm a Jehovah's Witness, and I got a pamphlet for you, you know, so you can learn how to get prepared for his return. See, I'm a Jehovah's Witness because my dad saw Jehovah, so he was a witness, so I kind of had to, you know. That's a joke. But, you know, I'd have, or like that guy that was in the Senate doing that, like, auctioneer thing. That is a... I have to watch it every now and then just to laugh my butt off when he starts, You know, that's for the phone, ladies and gentlemen. Here, two and a quarter. Right here, two and a half. Right here, $300. Right here, three and a half, four and a half, five and a half, $500. You know, I'd be making up. And they'd be like, "Well, you guys have a great day," and I'd walk out. That's what's fun. If anyone ever telemarketer ever calls you, just start talking back to me. "Hey, how you doing? Da da da," and then say, "Thank you for calling." And I did that one time. Some telemarketer called and stuff. So I'm like, "So where are you from?" And this, and I said, "Well, what's it like? Cause it's storming really bad here. How's the weather?" And he said, "Oh, that's beautiful here." And he said, "Well, thank you for your honesty and your answers. And you have a great day." And I hung up on the guy. Only got to do that once, but it was fun. But now you got Michelle Obama. This is great because she's coming out bipartisan, you know, because Michelle Obama, she's bipartisan for sure. She doesn't want anybody to. Wow. She makes, yeah, because she's coming out. I'm bipartisan. No, but I want you to make sure that you get out there and vote so that you don't have somebody who is. So that we have a government that is by and for the people. Okay, so we get great leaders we vote for. So we get the great leaders we vote for. We get great policies we vote for. And when we don't vote, that's when we wind up with government by and for other people. Wow, because Trump is not for big government. Trump doesn't want regulations. Trump doesn't want policies. Michelle Obama. What you're talking about is all those blacks that came out and voted for your husband because they were black and he was black. They didn't come out and vote for Hillary, and that's why she's all pissed off. If you guys would have went out and vote, you black people. No. People realize the hypocrisy and the bullcrap of the fact that Hillary Clinton stole the election from Bernie Sanders, and they were pissed off. Hillary Clinton, if she would have taken him as a running mate, she would have had the election shown up so fast. It would have been like Ronald Reagan and Walter Mondale if she would have taken Bernie Sanders. Because not only would she would have stole the election maybe from Bernie Sanders, but she would have still took him along for the ride. I think she would have won. Because you had a lot of people that were pissed, and I'm not voting for her. I don't want to vote for Trump, but I'm sure in the heck not going to vote for her. I had a lot of people that kind of felt like the douche and turd sandwich. Yeah, Hillary Clinton is not, she is wrong, but so is Trump. Trump is way wrong. But I think a lot of people thought Trump was going to be a Ross Perot, and he's not. We all know that Kurt Cobain is a time traveler because he actually predicted. He did a quote where he said that, "I think sometime in the future, this country is going to get a businessman to lead this country." Yeah, he even said, and I think someone like Donald J. Trump. And what you people don't understand is he's considered running before. This is not like I'm just going to run all of a sudden. He almost ran in 2000. You know, because he was a brilliant man until he became president, and then he's a moron. Yes, I'm going to get into this. Oh, this just came across the wire. I don't know if you heard about this. This is huge. This is huge. Yeah, Kavanaugh, it is confirmed that he was found naked with three nurses immediately after his birth. Can you believe that? I had to, man, that's... You heard it here, folks. Film at 11. I don't know what to make of this. Missouri Six Flags holds coffin challenge requiring guests to stay in coffin for 30 hours. Well, they don't require you to stay in there for 30 hours because every hour you get a 6-minute break. So if you got to go number two, no, I thought you had to stay in the dang thing for 30 hours. You know, no, I mean, if you wet yourself, you crap yourself, whatever. And of course, they're not like a real coffin. It looks like something you'd have seen on Scooby-Doo, one of those wooden ones. But I guess, I don't know if like they shut the lid and everything. I don't know what the heck their thing is, but who knows. Six Flags Deluxe, 2x7 slightly used coffins, as well as meals and snacks and drinks in bed, as well as 6-minute bathroom breaks every hour. I don't know. I don't get it. You're going to get like 2 gold season passes and a Fright Fest prize package, 2 VIP haunted house passes, A ticket for two to ride the freak train for Freak Unleashed. I don't know. And you could possibly win $300 on top of that. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it to me. But that's the world we live in. I mean, a woman that wants to get away for 30 hours, hey, that's a... Guess what? I can have 30 hours away from all the kids and the nagging and the mom.
What? Nothing.
I don't know. I think it'd be a blessing to have kids. But, of course, you have all those people. Anyone that says that my kids wouldn't do that and they don't have any, my kid wouldn't do that because, hey, I'd put an end to that real fast. Yeah, I'd be kind of afraid to have kids, though. I mean, you discipline the kid, and yeah, I must just let you know, sir, I've called Child Protective Services. Okay, well, you better call the, yeah, honey, call the paddy wagon. You know, that's what's wrong with this world. There's no discipline. You let kids do whatever the heck they want. And guess what? They let them do whatever they want. And there's no consequences to their actions. Oh, don't worry, folks. Here's the trophy for everybody. Everyone wins trophy. Here's the everyone's winner. Because in this day and age, so many people want equal opportunities and equal outcomes. It doesn't work like that. My wife can have the same opportunity as me, but she's going to do better than me. Because in her line of work, she may be better at it than if I try to get in her line of work and try to do the same thing. Or vice versa. I may be better than her. You never know. You have equal opportunity, but you're going to have different outcomes. You can't have equal opportunity and equal outcomes. Because then I want to have no opportunity. I just want to sit on my butt, but I want to have a Donald Trump outcome. I want to have a Donald Trump outcome by sitting on my butt. That's the big issue in this country. You have so many kids that are taught to believe that you should have equal opportunity and equal outcomes. I should be able to go to college, get a degree, and sit in a office with a $17 million bathroom and a solid gold toilet. And oh, you mean what the heck? I've gone to college and I got to be a grunt level worker. What the heck? Yeah, you work your way up. You learn how the mailroom works in this business, in this office. You know, because the post office drops the mail off here, and then me help deliver it all. Then you know how the mail system works and how we communicate and how we send letters throughout this building. Then you work here, and then you work your way up. Just remember this, folks. And this is something that rings true to me, and I hope you hear this. Truly. Remember one thing. Your employer will have your job listed if you collapse and die at that workplace before your wife has an opportunity to have an obituary put in the paper. Or vice versa. Before your parents have the opportunity to put the obituary in the paper, they will already have, you guessed it, your job posted. Know your priorities. Work your butt off. Work your tush. You know, I mean, I sacrifice a lot in pay for what I do to be there for people. And some of them were there for me when I was a kid. So I've gotten to the point now where everyone that I knew when I was young that helped me, that now I got to help them, are pretty much gone. But it's a circle of life, giving back, you know. But also along these lines, this is a part of what makes Michelle bullcrap. All these regulations and policies, and you know, you have to vote this, and you have to do this. A woman who has sheltered Hurricane Florence animals is charged with practicing veterinary medicine without a license when she just took them in and fed them, and hey, he needs some flea medication, or he needs, and just gave it. She didn't have to do that. And if she wouldn't have done it, this heartless, bigoted woman leaves all these animals out to die. Watch these animals as they sit there drowning in the water. Not saving them because I'm going to spend 50 years in jail for practicing veterinary medicine without a license when I'm just trying to do what I can to help animals. That's your overregulation. That's your democratic BS. Because there's a difference between actually practicing veterinary medicine and doing what she did. Okay? There's a difference. Some people will understand the difference. Some won't. Programmer, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I hope you do. And I hope you wake up and I hope you see that the bullcrap that's going on in this nation. Because if the Democrats... Yeah, that's right. The Democratic Party, they're huge. If the Democrats are willing to destroy an exemplary career in order to control the Supreme Court, imagine what they're willing to do to control the nation and you. See, the Democrats are half right. They believe that it's the Republicans that want to try to run your life and control you and own you. Believe that someone's trying to control the nation. They just don't know which party it is. I mean, not many people. I mean, not many people in this world. I don't know how you can sit. Okay. I mean, why can't we have a world where, okay, yeah, if you want to shoot up heroin, go right ahead. I mean, as long as you're not bothering me, I don't care. I'm going to carry a gun. If you're not going to bother me, if you're not going to bother me, I don't care. I mean, I have a gun, how often, I need to go to the range sometime. I ain't got no money, but sometime I need to get back shooting. It's been a couple years. Guess what? It's been several years since this gun's been shot. Can you believe it?
It didn't shoot.
I have to pull the trigger. It's a miracle. It's a miracle, but... Well, that's about enough about that rant, folks. But I'm going to get into this because, as many of you know, today we had the Carabao Cup and Manchester United was home to Derby County, a championship team, generic, horrible, coach of 6 games, brand new coach, and we lose in a shootout. Okay, you can say what you want about Pogba, and was he right to say what he did about the team and Mourinho? Yeah, he was. Remember when Alexi Lawless went off on the U.S. men's national team. Everyone went ballistic. How can he say this? How dare can he go off on those players? Guess what happened? When they didn't make the World Cup, they didn't qualify, then they started going, maybe he was justified in what he said. Maybe he was right. Well, of course he was right. I think Pogba said what he said because he's basically like, screw this. I'm tired of the fans. Why don't we play more? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? Well, that's how I want to play. I want to play an attacking style football. I want to bring that Alex Ferguson style football to United, but that's not Jose's style, and that's not what we're going to play, and I can't change my... I'm going to sit on the bench if I try to do the exact opposite of what Mourinho tells me. He's my boss, and I do what he says on the pitch. And I think he's trying to let the fans know that, hey, guess what, folks? Guess what? We want to play that style of football, but this guy ain't letting us. It's not us, it's him. But whether they're going back and forth, I'm a United fan. I don't care if it's Mourinho. I don't care if it's Pochettino. I don't care if it's Van Gaal. I don't care who it is. I'm a United fan first and foremost. I don't understand how a club can allow, how the board can allow crap like this to go on. How in the heck can a team of that caliber, who's in the Champions League, not even, Derby County isn't even a pub league. They're like, it'd be like taking Michigan State and playing the top Michigan high school football team and having that high school football team beat Michigan State or Michigan. It's unheard of. It's embarrassing. But you get my drift. A really, 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 really good team. And
they can beat United.
Well, United sucks. There's no. I honestly think Pogba did what he did to say, hey, we want to give the fans what they want, but the coach won't let us. The manager will not let us. I want to be an attacking football team. I want to do all this stuff, but hey, we can't. And that's. I mean, he's right. Should he have said it? Probably not. But look at, imagine what would have happened if all the players finally got fed up after 4 years and said, hey, I mean, I honestly wonder why people at Arsenal didn't do that with Arsène Wenger. They kept him 10 years too long. I would have came out and said, hey, look, I mean, the board loves Mourinho. They think the world of him. Unless Mourinho wants to leave, he'll be there till kingdom come. Mourinho is the one, in my opinion, that I think is going to have to be say bye-bye. I wonder what it would take for the board to get rid of him. I wonder. Because they like him. I mean, there's even mouth readers who said that this one guy went over to Woodward and said, sack him. Sack him, get rid of him. Near the beginning of the season, and
they won't get rid of him.
And of course, Mourinho has got another notch on his belt because guess who tied the game up before we ended up losing? Fellaini. Granted, it was the lot that got a million to one cross into the box that we hardly ever seen. It's been 6 years since we've seen crossing like that. It was incredible, you know. But of course, Phil Jones blew it on the penalty kick.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Something's got to change. I mean, I'm a United fan first and foremost. We need to do what's best for the club. It's not about one player. It's not about one manager. It's about a team that in 1958, on February 2nd, shouldn't even exist because of a plane crash. Shouldn't even exist. Shouldn't even be here, but they are. Where's that heart? Where's that drive? Where's that? Where are those players that are coming to you, Old Trafford, taking off the T-shirt they wore, ripping out their heart, putting on the jersey? Where is that? Is that Does Nuno not want that? Is that what Pod was trying to say? That, hey, I want to play. You're looking at, I want that drive. I want to get out there. I want to play attacking football. But Mourinho wants to be very defensive style and squeak out wins. Hey, we're going to keep it close, and hopefully Fellaini can score a last-minute goal and win it for us. I don't know, folks. I'm always a fan. Always have been, always will be. You know, it's just frustrating, and it's just like there's no end to it. And I feel, and I hope we're not going to be in for another. And you can't say, I mean, all my, you know, they just talk about history titles, history wins, history huge titles, none of which were at United, but, you know, when you have, you can say what you want about Pogba, but Mourinho does the same stuff, and it's got to end somehow. I don't know. I think it all goes back to day one when, can he win a title with the players he had? And he said, I want to answer that question. And I think the players have lost all respect for him after that. And maybe it's a plot to say, screw you guys. We're gonna ensure he gets. We're gonna make sure that he gets taken up, that he gets canned. If he doesn't get canned, then okay. I can honestly see a Pogba saying, "Hey, we've tanked the team to try to get him canned, and if they keep him, then hey." Because they're getting paid no matter what. It's not like if they win, they get paid. If they don't, they lose. It's not like they get their salary over every week, over an installment, only based on if they win, not if they lose. That'd be fun. Okay, yeah, we're going to pay you this, but you only get paid every week if you win. If you don't, you don't. Remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Until next Thursday, goodbye.